I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Political newcomer Justin Wright beat state lawmaker Tim Cassina yesterday in a special election for Woodbury County Supervisor in District 2. Wright is a Republican and he teaches at North High. He says there are still a number of social service initiatives the county could work on without spending more money.
There's an opportunity maybe to address food insecurity in our area, to address access to mental health services, to child care services, to improve in the communication that exists here locally between individuals and organizations that provide those resources and the people that need them.
Unofficial results show Wright picked up 53% of the vote over Cassina, a Democrat and retired firefighter who just wrapped up his final legislative session in Des Moines. More than 9,000 voters, or about 16%, took part in the election. 90% of voters cast absentee ballots to fill the remaining term left by Supervisor Jeremy Taylor. Taylor stepped down after issues arose over his residency. Election day was plagued by confusion after several people showed up at the polls after forgetting they already filled out that absentee ballot. One Northwest Iowa school district is turning to solar energy. A groundbreaking took place yesterday in Marcus for the Marcus Meriden Cleghorn Remsen Union School District. The solar project is expected to save the district $700,000 over 25 years. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst attended the event and then visited a nearby hog farm, also utilizing solar energy.
Right now, Iowa consumes about 2% of its electric is solar, and as we see that broaden, I'm just glad to know that we have folks engaging in that direction.
Both projects were designed and installed by Blue Horizon Energy. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.